This week's mailbag comes to us from Julie. Dear Lisa and Michelle, I'd like to share something that doesn't necessarily fit into a traditional win from a Sunday basket, Friday workbox, or all access, but most certainly has been a win for me. My husband and I moved shortly before March of 2020, the infamous pandemic start. When we moved across the country from Florida to California, it was away from 20 plus years of family in Florida and our parents and siblings in the Midwest. My husband travels for work, and during the pandemic, he had to quarantine and stay away for longer periods of time. I was feeling pretty lonely and was looking for something to make life easier and more purposeful. Starting with the podcast from Lisa, and then to the Sunday baskets with the wonderful, supportive group of people and a planning day. I now feel like when I'm far away from so many people I love, I still have my virtual Organized 365 family. While I've gotten a bit more organized, progress over perfection, right? I'm all in, but I still have a long way to go. Most importantly, I've gotten wonderful messages and support from so many people in Organize 365. Thank you for all that you do.
Do you have an Organize 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving here in the U.S. yesterday with your close family and friends, and you were able to connect, even if that was by phone, if people were far away. I know that's one of the things Greg and I like to do on Thanksgiving weekend and also the week of Christmas is just call people, like call family members that we don't talk to on a regular basis and just catch up. And it's just so good to hear everyone's voices. So I hope that you had some good Thanksgiving memories, that you enjoyed your ham or your turkey or whatever your favorite feast items are, and that you are ready to go into the last month of the year, which can be busy, right? Busy, memory-making, and holiday-filled. Today, I want to kind of talk to you about how thankful I am about having podcasted for 7 years. Like, it's kind of crazy that we have been doing this podcast for so long. And Organize 365 will be turning 10 the beginning of January. It is mind-boggling to me that 10 years have gone by, that I have been podcasting for 7 years. And when you do something for a whole decade of your life that you meant to do, but you had no idea what it would look like after you'd done it for such a long period of time, you start to think about what the next decade will look like and where you want to take that and what refinements you want to make. And so today, I want to talk to you specifically about the podcast. The podcast is not going anywhere, don't worry. But 7 years of podcasting, so I have not missed a Friday. That is a lot of new Friday episodes. And you know, I think it was 3 years ago when we added in the Wednesday episodes every single week. And then it was probably 3 years ago when I started republishing the Thursday Throwback podcasts. And then this year in January, we added on our Monday book reviews, which were just the audio from our video over on YouTube. And then I added in coffee chats. You guys, this is a lot of content that we are pumping out through the Organize 365 podcast. And I love it. Like, I love it. Stephanie was in a meeting with my sister Emily Kelly and I, and Emily was talking about how she's making 40 to 80 phone calls a day, and you know, I'm recording all these podcasts. And Stephanie said, "That's a lot of phone calls." And we both just looked at her and we were like, "We talk." Like, Kelly girls, this is what we do. We talk. I talk in a microphone. Emily talks on the phone. Like, we are talkers. We like to teach. We like to talk. We like to communicate with you. But I think sometimes when you do something for so long, it makes sense that you would stop and you would look at what you're doing and really think about, is this the way we should be doing it? Are these the podcasts we should be producing? Is this the quantity of podcasts we should be producing? And are they ultimately reaching our end goal, which is for your life to be transformed, for you to move into a productive life and move from reactive mode into proactive mode? Are the quantity and the quality of the podcasts that we are throwing out there actually doing that? So I've been thinking about that for a while. And I feel like I am at a point in the business and in the podcast where I'm going through my own cycle of organization, which decluttering leads to organization, leads to increased productivity, and then you go back to decluttering, organizing, increased productivity. And when I look at the sheer quantity of new podcasts that we've created in the last 2 months, it's 104 new episodes. So if you were looking at a syndicated sitcom that you were watching that creates, 22 episodes per season, that's the equivalent of 4.5 seasons of whatever show you like to watch. It's a lot of content, and I love it. And most of you say that you love listening to that much content as well. But as Emily Kelly is making those phone calls, and as I met hundreds of you on the book tour this summer, what I also heard you say was, it's great, we love the podcast, we don't want the podcast to go anywhere, but sometimes it's hard to take action. Sometimes I don't know where to find information. Like, people will email customer service all the time for specific, like, how do I organize this thing? And I recorded podcasts about that 5 years ago. Like, so it's in there. It's in the podcast player. It's just not our most relevant podcasting information. The other thing I've been thinking about, I'm telling you all the background of what I've been thinking before I tell you how this is going to look going forward, is that I have not taken a vacation day since the pandemic started. Yes, I went to Florida with my family. And every single day I was in Florida, I was in meetings with the office, I was being recorded on TV. Like, I have not taken a day off from the business in 18 months. I just haven't. And ask any other business owner, they probably haven't either. The adrenaline that was coursing through all of our veins when the world got shut down, and how do you save your company and your team and all of those things going forward, I really don't think anyone's taking a deep breath yet. I know it's been a year and a half. I really think we're all still holding our breath. When we had the wind knocked out of us collectively, all together at the same time, I think we all really realized how not in control of a lot of things we are. And so we've been running. We have literally been running the longest marathon that maybe we weren't even prepared to run, and we are still running it, and we are still not taking a deep breath. And I want to say to you this weekend, this long weekend that many of you have, just take a minute and literally close your eyes and just take a few deep breaths. Many of you may just fall asleep, and you know what? That's okay too. We need to stop running. And I know when the pandemic started, I'm a content creator, you guys. I haven't even gone back to look to see how many podcasts I created, but I created a lot. I started Lisa School for kids who were at home so that they could get organized super fast and to take that weight off of the organized 365 parents who are now trying to do work and school together. Like, their kids already knew me, so I would do that. I did pandemic-related podcasts to get people organized at home. I did bonus podcasts. Like, I just went on content producing machine mode. And I think that I've stayed there for the last 18 months. And for those of you that have been following me that entire time, like, it made so much sense because you were able to take the foundation of what I had taught you for decluttering, organizing, increasing productivity. And I just kept pivoting around to, like, okay, this is the new situation. This is, think about this. What about that? Like, I know a lot of you already have all of your Christmas presents purchased or whatever holiday you celebrate in December, because I had been mentioning before the media was mentioning back in August that you needed to be making your holiday purchases, and many of you did. And I feel good about that work and being able to coach and inspire and keep people going that have been in our community for a long time during the pandemic. However, I think people who have found me during the pandemic or after have missed a lot of my foundational organizational teaching because it's buried back in the beginning of the podcast. And I'm so busy trying to keep up with the sheer insane quantity of the amount of change that's happening in every single industry, in every single part of our life, both because the world is just accelerating faster and faster anyway, and then you add in the layer of the pandemic to that, that I have not been really good about talking about the foundational decluttering, organizing, increasing productivity, foundational bricks that you need in your house in order to put your proactive life on top of. And I went back 5 years into the podcast. There's a series that I'm going to bring back next month about decluttering, organizing, and increasing productivity. And I listened to those old podcasts, and there's very little that is not actually 100% still true today. Even the stories, like, it's all very relevant. And I thought, well, do I need to recreate the wheel? Do I need to re-record podcasts that are already good? Do I just put podcasts that are good from the past up closer into the feed so that when you log in, you find the new podcast like I was doing with the Throwback Thursday? And I thought, you know, when I look at 10 years in business, 7 years in the podcast, 10 years in business, what do I want our next 10 years in Organize 365 to look like? Am I going to create 10 more years of brand new content? Do we really need 10 more years of brand new content? And what I'm realizing is, no. Like, the 100-day home organization program has had improvements made over the course of the 6 years that it's been in existence. But the 100 areas that I had you organize 6 years ago are still the same areas that I have you organized today. I've just recorded the videos a couple of times. Like, how you organize a house is not changing. It's not like if you do it now, the Organize 365 way, I'm going to find out 3 years from now, oh, we should have organized it completely differently. No, it's kind of like learning to ride a bike or learning to run a 3K or whatever. Like, once you learn the skill, you have the skill. The how to tie your shoes doesn't change. Just the fact that you have new people that are learning to tie their shoes is what changes. Okay, so here's what I have decided. I need to go back and not only bring forth the episodes that are from the past, but layer on top of those the 10 years of working with you experience that I have to take that meaning even deeper. And I want to do that in two different ways. As I was talking to the team last week, I said, I really feel like I'm ready for a new word of the year. So our word of the year for 2021 was impact. And I felt like at the end of September, we had really done that. We had done a great Embrace experience virtually. We had done the book tour. There are a lot of things that we did inside of the company that really fit that word of the year, which was impact. But as I was charting the course of November and December and January and the things that we had coming up, I just didn't feel like impact was the word that was representative of what I was trying to accomplish with us as a team going forward. And so I kept thinking about the word simplify, like I just need to simplify everything. But for me, that word didn't really resonate either. Like, I like the word simplify. I understand what simplify means. But I feel like we have done so much work around what it means to be the head of household, what it means to be a productive member of your team or business owner, and organizing your home, organizing your work, organizing your schedule, that just simplifying is kind of like decluttering. Like, if you just do simplification, if you just declutter without the added steps of organizing what's left and then increasing that productivity, it feels a little bit hollow. And so instead of simplify, I kept coming back to the same word, which is refinement. I want to refine things. I want to simplify them, but then organize them for maximum impact and productivity. I don't just want to produce things in order to produce more and more and more content, which I can do. I think I've definitely proven that. But I want to refine the message that we have so that when you leave a Friday podcast, you go, okay, I know exactly what I could do now in my home, in my life, in my thought life, in order to achieve a more organized and productive, proactive life. So going forward, we are going to refine what we are giving you inside of the Organize 365 podcast. I mentioned to you that the Monday podcast episodes that you have been seeing inside of the podcast in 2021 are actually just the audio portion of the YouTube videos that we created in 2020 that went through about 42 books that have shaped who I am today. So we are going to take those Monday book review podcasts out of the feed. I actually had them in there just because I know that I listen to podcasts and I knew a lot of you who listen to the podcast would just want to listen to the book reviews instead of going over to YouTube, but I've published all of those. We've listened to all of those. And so now I'm going to take them out of the feed so that they don't confuse anyone new that's coming in because it's not something I'm going to continue doing. That project is over. Now, our Tuesday podcasts that I added in the beginning of 2021 are as-needed podcasts. They're just the coffee chats that come out on Tuesdays that will tell you like, hey, we're doing the Holiday Blitz. You might want to share that with your friends. And then about a month later, that podcast actually just disappears from the feed as well. As soon as the coffee goes cold and the information is no longer relevant, we take the podcast down. That totally makes sense to me. That seems like a refining message and something that will work going forward. You do not need to worry. The Wednesday podcast episodes are not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, they are your favorite episodes. You told me that on the book tour. You've told me that in emails as well. I think you guys like the Wednesday podcast even more than you like the Friday podcast now, which is fine. It makes total sense because I think we as human beings learn so much more from hearing other people implement similar ideas, and you get the little nuances of how you can actually live a more productive, organized life by hearing how other people that have family situations, they may more match yours than mine does when they tell you how they implemented Organize 365 into their life. So that is not going anywhere. And as a matter of fact, we would love to have you apply to be on the Wednesday podcast. And by apply, it just means that you answer the questions in advance so you know the questions I'm going to ask you. Just go to organize365.com/Wednesday. Now, I mentioned about 3 years ago, we started doing these Thursday throwback podcasts. And the Thursday throwback podcast was where I would pull older podcast episodes out from the past and put them up closer into the feed so that if you were a new listener, you could hear some of the organizational foundational podcasts that I had shared years and years and years ago that are relevant for this season. So, two things. Number one, I'm going to stop publishing the Thursday throwback podcasts starting this month. And also, we're going to take those out of the feed. Those podcasts haven't gone away. They just live all the way back in the feed where they were originally created instead of closer up to the top. So, you'll see that your feed is going to get thinner. It still has like 400 podcasts in it, don't worry. But those podcasts have just gone back to where they're supposed to be as to when I recorded them. Now, this is going to be the basis. These throwback podcasts that I've been putting into the feed over the years are going to be the basis of my new podcast plan in two ways. The first way is, I mentioned this on a couple podcasts ago, that I've created a new private podcast for All Access members that is going to start on December 5th. And it is going to be in our brand new app that you probably just downloaded and are inside of. I am taking what used to be kind of a Thursday throwback podcast, and I'm applying it to your year of transformation. We are still in the process of refining how to really guide you through 1 year. Like, this is what I want to become very clear on. You're going to hear this in January. The All Access Complete Home Organization Program really guides you in 12 months for getting your whole home organized. You get all the physical spaces in your home organized. You get your filing cabinet organized. You choose either your kids or your photos, and you can add those on. And one of the things that's inside of that All Access membership that has always been a bonus that I haven't really focused on very much but is hugely impactful is the From Hot Mess to Organized Storage course that is 28 days long. You know, and I know, that when you go in your attic or your garage or your basement or your spare bedroom or your off-site storage, wherever you put things that you're not sure if you want them yet, you don't know what to do them, and you have a hard time getting rid of them, I call that your hot mess room. And your hot mess room is really hard to organize because it literally has little bits from every single area of your life and your home in one location. And so I've divided that into 28 different kinds of items that you'll find in that storage area and guide you through organizing those. The first four episodes of the Private All Access podcast take you through what it looks like to declutter your hot mess room and then organize your hot mess room and then increase productivity in your hot mess room and then maintain it going forward. So those podcast episodes are really going to guide you into the mindset to go into that course that's in your dashboard and then take action. Similarly, in December, I'm going to be talking to you in general about this cycle of organization that I identified over 5 years ago, that decluttering is what we all do. It's super easy. You could do it in a weekend. You feel a really big relief when you declutter a space and you see that it's so much lighter. And yet so many of us stop our organizing after that phase because we hear so much about decluttering, grab a black trash bag, just get it out of the house, and you feel like you have organized, but you have not. Organization is a completely different skill than decluttering, and often if you keep going into the same space and decluttering over and over and over again, it is because you're not getting to this level of organization, which is the skill of tying your shoes or riding your bike. So organization is the second step in the decluttering, organizing, increasing productivity cycle. And then after you get a space organized and it looks beautiful, that's when you're able to increase productivity and add in better habits and maintenance that will keep that space organized longer so it does not take as much time to get it cleaned and organized each weekend or each cycle. So in the December podcasts, I'm going to go back 5 years and pull out those podcast episodes, which have been the most popular ones we've ever put on, but then I'm going to add more to it. So I want to really create some really neat foundational podcasts that you can listen to on Fridays, which, yeah, they're mostly going to pull from old podcasts, the same concepts, because like I said, how many different ways can you teach a child to tie their shoe? There are like three different ways. How many different ways can you teach someone to ride a bike? There are a handful of different ways. There are only so many skills that you need to learn in the decluttering, organizing, increased productivity cycle, and then you need to apply them. So on the Friday podcast, we're going to talk about this cycle, decluttering, organizing, increasing productivity. Next year, I'm going to really deep dive into the habits that give you a organized life of morning routines, afternoon routines, evening routines, what a Saturday looks like, what a Sunday looks like, what activities you do on each of those days, and teach us how to really live an organized life instead of focusing so much on my personal life, what I am doing, how we are doing with Grayson, what I am being most productive in, or the little nuances of productivity that I've added into my life. So I am super excited about these curated podcasts that are going to be coming out. They're taking a lot longer to put together. We've got some fun music in the middle. I'm asking Joey for different sound effects as we put these podcasts together. And what I would say to you is, what is it that you have been running and doing and holding your breath on in the last 18 months since the pandemic started? And is there anything that you should be thinking about and saying, okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to look at what I've been doing. Where do I now need to refine my messaging, refine my schedule, refine my work-life balance? What are the things that I could be doing that will make this something that is sustainable going forward and I can breathe more easily? All right. I will see you guys next week. I cannot wait to see what you think about the new Friday podcast.